The Word of God from St. Luke. Now the parable is this. The seed is the Word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A small kernel of corn can grow into a plant 10 to 12 feet tall. A tiny little acorn becomes a massive oak tree. And Jesus tells us in the Bible that a type of mustard seed, so tiny you can hardly see it, produces a tree that the birds can come and sit in. Seeds are powerful things because God created them to produce great things. The parable of the sower and the seed teaches this lesson about the Word of God, that it too is powerful, that we shouldn't choke it out, and that it enters our hearts to bring forth fruit. Jesus explains to his disciples that the seed is the Word of God. It is sown and scattered throughout the world. Some people hear it and at first are so happy and excited. They are very eager to be Christians. But quickly their faith fades away when they are tempted, or their faith is choked out by cares and pleasures of this world. The seed itself is still powerful. It is still the Word of God, but they have rejected it and turned it out of their hearts. It is a warning that we should not do the same. We face temptation and worries every day. It's easy to think that God doesn't care, or that God doesn't matter. And the world has many pleasures to entice us away: wealth, lust, pride, prestige. But those things are only for this world. They die when we die. But the Word of God, Scripture says, endures forever. God used his powerful word to create the world. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. That same creating word works in our hearts through preaching and baptism and the Lord's Supper to wash away our cares and temptations, to wash away and cleanse us from guilt and sin, and to create in us a new heart, a heart of flesh and not of stone. It is like the valley of dry bones that Ezekiel saw. God told Ezekiel to speak the word, and the bones came together, became alive, and became human beings with flesh and blood. The Word is that powerful. This Word is God himself. It is Jesus, for St. John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And Jesus is called the seed. The seed of the woman promised to Adam and Eve, who would come and crush the serpent's head. So when that word of God enters your good and noble heart, Jesus himself enters to live there. When we continue to hear his preaching, it is Jesus himself that we are hearing. He enters our heart to be our Savior and Lord, to rescue and guide us, to lead us to everlasting life. Jesus teaches us to bring forth fruits of faith in our lives by loving God and loving our neighbor. Why do you help your roommate or your family or your friends? Is it just so that they don't dislike you? Or is it because your heart is genuinely kind? Sometimes we do things begrudgingly because we have to, because we're forced to. But as Christians, we also have a different heart and a different attitude, a heart that is filled with love for God, our Savior, a heart that has compassion on other people. We are tempted, just like everybody else, to ignore the rest of the world. We are tempted to be greedy, to be gluttons, to get drunk, to lust, to hate, to be jealous, and to be lazy. Those sins, like all sins, are deadly. They can lead to eternal death and destruction. And our sinful flesh will sometimes win. Sometimes will tempt us to give in. We will fail. But life and forgiveness are also offered to us. Remember Peter, who wept bitterly after he had denied even knowing Jesus. Think of David, who cried himself to sleep after he had sinned, who prayed day and night for forgiveness. Peter went on to be one of the great leaders of the church, to bring and preach that forgiveness to many others. That same forgiveness is yours through Christ our Savior. And David wrote many psalms that lead us in repentance when we have sinned, lead us in faith and strength in times of temptation, and lead us in praise of God for his gracious forgiveness. Think of that familiar psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Those are words of a Christian heart that has heard and believed the word of God, a heart that trusts in God's salvation and proclaims it to others. The seed of God's word grew into a mighty tree in the heart of King David. It is still bearing fruit. God's word has been planted in your heart also, through baptism, through hearing his word even today. The devil is standing by. He wants to lead you away. And there are cares and pleasures and temptations all around you. But God has given you a heart where the seed of God's word can grow into a mighty tree of faith, fed and nourished by his mercy and grace. Be patient, and he will bear good fruit through you, for all good that we do comes from him. Jesus lives in your heart. Jesus' mercy lives in your heart. His word of love and forgiveness dwells in your heart richly. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.